Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We're waiting to be live. Blitz will give us the little, like, piss your pants, bitch. Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I did.
I did, Daddy.
Do you like that, Daddy?
I did, Daddy.
Ow.
I did, Pam-pam.
Pam-pam.
Oh, Pam-pam, I pissed my pants.
I made urine before, so we should be good.
Yeah, for 10 minutes.
Blitz is full hot on Lisa right now.
I'm not. I just sent the. I sent it to her before an email. She didn't get it, so I, yesterday, sent it via Google Drive.
Google.
And now she got the boss involved, which is kind of a fuck you to you.
Well, we'll see. I'll just forward him the email I sent.
I'd appreciate that. Dear Shane Reeve, this is part of two things I sent Lisa. Perhaps her tits have overcome her intelligence.
They're called globes.
The globes.
Perhaps her globes have overcome her intelligence. Thank you. I got 65 clicks and a bitch ain't one on Facebook right now.
We got 108 waiting.
Oh, yeah, 108.
I got to click the live button, and it's not letting me, so give it a second. It's going to come up.
112.
You got 112 mouths wide open.
113. It's climbing.
I got 82. There you go. You're in. Mm. It's like, you know
and
what?
We've already gotten $20.
Woo! David Hernandez and his mom's credit card.
David Hernandez, we're going to have to figure out how we get you here. Supposedly, that's not a concern.
I mean, we don't give people plane tickets to fly here.
Yeah, I know, but
he'll find a bubble armory. He'll take him. I mean, I have no problem with that.
All right,
he'll find somebody.
Thanks, David Hernandez. I'd get a hold of David Hernandez, Big Red.
Yeah, because he's got nothing else going on.
Because he's got the kindest heart of all. Travis, Iggy, you know, JJ, some of the local guys to get hell. We might be able to. After we unstrap Brandon, come get you.
Does he get a plus one?
No.
Okay.
Why not?
Then he does. I don't fucking know.
Hold on. He qualified. He's a qualifier.
All right, then ask Blitz.
Yeah, he gets a plus one.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if he...
If I would have said yes, Blitz would have said no. If I said no, Blitz would have said yes. Anna, do you feel my fucking pain?
Yes.
Hold on. Anybody who qualifies gets a plus one.
I didn't know he qualified or not.
That's, yeah.
Okay.
Qualified, Lummy. You fuck. Why are you trying to get me off? I'm already in a bad mood.
Well, his mom qualified.
Why are you in a bad mood?
Well, but no, I was just asking for if his
Lummy already hit me with I got some type of issue.
Oh, I also have an issue.
I got a headache. I got an unbelievable headache because I haven't eaten much today because I'm waiting for them fucking chicken noodles. And I just got a bunch of shit going on. But, and I feel hot too. And I'm going to be a next TikTok star. And then I'm going to get clowned.
not if you do like...
Connor, you know I'm not going to be able to roll through the fucking pits. You're like, here's Bubba. He's TikToking now, that motherfucker.
Well, I mean, nobody's going to see that.
What do you mean nobody's going to see it?
That's the whole point.
What if it gets 25 million fucking views of me, you know, whatever?
Yeah, but not every hillbilly at the track's going to look at TikTok.
Yeah, bullshit. One hillbilly at the track finds out, everybody fell in time.
Hey, you know what? They're all views, buddy.
A lot of racers like TikTok. I mean, that's where all those race videos are.
Lummy, you're not helping the cause.
Oh.
Lummy, you're so fucking stupid.
I was trying to get your back, Bubba.
I got 142 people on my Facebook.
Am I supposed to have your back?
Yeah, Big Red, you're fucking way busy. For real. Big Red's so busy living my life, he can't live his own.
Yeah, right.
Poor guy.
You want to talk about somebody who's probably full fucking hot, and that would be Jess.
Yeah. I agree.
But Big Red doesn't. I'm not taking Big Red's family away from him because he brings his family to help.
Yeah.
Little Red.
Yeah.
God, now you want something done, you call that little motherfucker. He is the man. I guarantee he could put that Copacabana, Romina's Copacabana,
Whose idea was that? Did Dan buy it or did Romina want it?
No, I think Dan bought it.
Both, because the one they had was falling apart.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
It blew and away then, in the last storm.
Was that so supposed to be for the party?
But Dan's supposed to have. Supposed to have been putting this motherfucker together for like the last 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's been doing things with us, you know, Fort Walton Beach.
Oh, I know.
Blah, blah, blah. And so she finally just fucking, I guess this week she flipped up.
I don't blame her.
Well, because the Escalade, this is the second time you're taking it in like a month.
She wants it for Thanksgiving.
And, I get that. Because they're having a big thing out there for Thanksgiving.
Right, and she's in charge. Man, I look like shit with a hat on compared to what I don't look like with a hat on.
You used to wear a hat every day, too.
I know.
Man, why don't you guys fucking say something? I'm getting my hair cut tonight, I think.
I'm getting mine today as well.
Because my shit looks like shit, and Tyler says it's green.
Kyle,
oh, hell yeah.
The real Ford of Stanley with $100. Kiss us.
Thank you, buddy.
Let's go.
Let's head over 200 on Facebook today. Where's my Facebook ladies? Where's all my I see Big Red in here. I see Mike Wilson in here. I see Jeremy Strait in here. I see Dave Camara in here. I don't see my country girl. I don't see.
You got Holden Massey.
My Tina. I don't see the Colleens. I don't see nobody. Usually it's where all the chicks.
You got one at least in there.
Can squirt. Heather Wiz. Maybe all
part
their
of the squirt crew.
Maybe all their men shot that shit right down. Said, you know what? I'm tired of you watching Bubba on fucking Facebook, bitch. Something going on around here with these squirt emojis. What the fuck's that all about? Huh?
Causing heat.
Nothing, Papa. I was just listening to Papa.
Papa.
And talking about squirting. Something I wish I could do.
Hello, Stephanie Susan. This is the first girl I see up in this bitch right here.
You got Stacy and Lynn, and then you got
Lynn Bailey.
Yeah,
Lynn Bailey. She's a squirter from Canadian.
Yeah.
She's a Canadian squirter. I got Ashley up in here. Hi, Ashley. Hi, Megan. There's my girl crew. There's the Bubba Get Fresh bitch crew. Love you, girls. Out of all you ladies on my Facebook right now, just if you can, you know, if you can, you know, if you can, just put the little water emoji. Then I know what I'm dealing with here, right? Like, Anna, mm-hmm. You couldn't put the water emoji.
No, I can't.
So it would just be Anna Hummel, sad face.
It would be like a sun or like a landscape face. Of a desert.
Yeah. There you go, like a tumbleweed.
Yeah.
Dry.
Dry as fuck.
Can you imagine if you're with you're with a girl and then you're talking, you know, you know how you us guys, we do boy talk.
Yeah.
Be like, man, how about her, Blitz? Man, she's dry as fuck.
Sandpaper pussy.
Yeah, that's a real bad rep to have. That's almost as bad as having a needle dick.
The SPP.
Like if you go, man, that guy's got a small dick.
SPP.
What's SPP?
Sandpaper pussy.
Sandpaper puss.
Yeah.
It's no good.
Lynn Bailey, she says she's a Canadian to one of those. Alex says that she's one of those. Well, is Alex a man or
Alex is a man.
How does he identify?
Yeah, Alex.
Yippee-o Brando, 1,200 stars.
Megan, thank you. Alex, stop being a man and putting the water emojis, please.
Scott Marshall's doing it, too.
Yeah, you know what? You're like, I don't ban every one of you. This is for the ladies, okay?
Where's Country Girl?
I bet you she put.
She did.
Tanya, Tanya. Tanya's part of the jet ski club.
Nick Cartier.
Is that a girl?
No, he's on YouTube.
Ashley, I don't mention their last name, just their first name. Ashley says she's sponsored by Sea-Doo. Stacy says she is. How about the ladies that cannot? Right?
Yeah.
But if you're a lady that cannot, then maybe you don't want to really say I cannot.
Just a sad face will do.
Yeah. And it's not your fault. Every woman has the ability to do that. It's just that your man is not properly stimulating the Skene's vein.
Skene's vein.
Yeah. The Skene's gland. Every girl can do it. You need three things. You need a guy that knows how to do it. You need to relax and trust him. And then you need to let her rip. Once you have that urge, you just like, you know, like literally, it's like a Kegel. Do you find yourself Kegeling at all, Anna? Like, would you Kegel?
Not usually.
Like if I asked you?
I'm doing it right now.
Right now.
I don't like it though. It feels weird.
Yeah, you don't like it because it's
activating,
you know,
that area, mm-hmm. which has been dormant for many years.
I'm Kegeling right now. 232 in Facebook. What's
410.
YouTube? Oh, fuck.
Yeah, we're
414, actually.
We're all giggling on both platforms. DP.
Yeah.
Keegling.
Blitz, are you keegling right now?
Yeah.
Like for real?
Mm-hmm.
Tyler, have you ever keegled?
What's that?
What's that, Daddy?
Do you know what a keegle is?
No, I do not.
Is that a race car driver?
Daddy, is that a special setup that Robbie Smith runs?
Is that, hey, Daddy, I need the keegle setup.
You know, Daddy, Robbie used to run the reverse split with the 25s on the right side. Do you think he'd run the keegle now? Wesley told me they were going to hook me up with the Kegel setup this weekend. Didn't quite, I couldn't quite. I felt a little tight, Daddy.
Someone just gave $2.
I'm Kegeling right now.
Me too.
Oh, yeah. It actually, if you really deep Kegel, I'm not going to start playing music and doing the daily Kegel, but if you're really deep Kegel, you can almost suck the head of your penis in.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, yeah. It's the best.
I'd look you in the eyes while I Kegel.
Ew,
gross. Whoa. Look, I want you to look right into the camera, and I'm looking right into the camera. And that means we will be looking into each other's eyes as we're giggling right now. Looking, there you go. Why the?
I'm doing it hard.
I am too. Ew. I'm really.
I'm really Tyler, trying to bring the button in.
Tyler, it's much like the same muscle you use to cut off your urine.
It's your pelvic floor muscles.
If you squeeze that together like you're cutting off your urine.
Oh, my pee muscle?
So like when you flex it?
Yeah. Like if you're trying to bounce your penis up and down.
Yeah. Okay. It's the pee bounce. It's a penis bounce muscle.
Yeah, the penis bounce like I'm doing it right now. Oh yeah. That's called a Kegel, and it's actually healthy for you. It's healthy for your prostate. That's what you can tell your girlfriend if she thinks you're cheating on her.
But this is Ace. Tyler. This is Ace. Call me back immediately.
6.6 seconds later. Hello, baby.
Raymond, $20 cash.
I was watching that there Facebook today, and you were kegeling. That's cheating. No, it wasn't, baby. I was just, you're not supposed to be moving that thing without my permission. Sorry, baby.
No kegeling ever.
Are you allowed to kegel and on your own?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can even kegel in the race car.
I didn't know what it was until 30 seconds ago.
Now he's going to be addicted to it. I'm just going to be kegeling nuts. But the more you kegel, Tyler, like the better you build that muscle up for all types of different things.
It doesn't do anything.
What?
It doesn't do anything.
Oh, yes, it does, son. Okay. Son, kegels are very, very healthy for that whole area. So what do you mean it doesn't do anything? That particular muscle doesn't do anything?
No, like when you do it, nothing happens.
You're not doing it. You're not kegeling, right?
Yeah. You should be able to feel your penis kind of jump up and down when you're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it does.
Hold on. You're saying making your penis jump up and down doesn't do anything?
What do you get out of it?
Does
you're building
me,
up your fucking kegel muscle, son.
It's so when you're fucking, you can hold off when you're coming.
Blitz.
Okay, motherfucker.
Jesus.
Blitz.
What? Did I say something wrong?
No.
I was being very medical.
Fatherly advice.
Son, are you there?
Yeah, why'd you start this?
Because he was kegeling.
Because I'm fucking kegeling, buddy.
I'm kegeling.
And when you start controlling program around here is when it's fucking over. It's like cutting off a turd.
Yeah, cut your turd off.
I mean, let me ask you a question, son. Hasn't there been times when you have the urge to do something that you'd like to shut it down and make it last a little longer? No, Daddy, I'm 19. I just didn't get it right back where I needed it to be about 4 seconds. Daddy, you might only be able to do that one time, Daddy, but I could do it 14 times in a day, Daddy.
God, remember those days?
Yeah.
Holy
fuck.
I
told you one time with Jill. I got to turn Tyler's mic off. One time with Jill.
Go back to sleep, Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler, go back to sleep. Wash your fucking feet.
In your face.
Scrub your
get
face.
Get on the sim.
Yeah, and sim out. Let's fix your fucking sim. Now sim out.
Yeah, give me a shirt. Give me a shirt. Out.
You better get on that fucking sim. So, one time I was 19 years old, maybe 20, but more like 19, probably 20. I don't fucking know. And I'm living on 4th Street.
You were 19. You're just afraid to say it because Tyler's 19.
I think I was 20, but whatever. 19's 20. And I'm living on 4th Street in Terre Haute, Indiana. Right, literally about 2 blocks from the Boston Connection, which was the old Ramada Inn that Larry Bird bought and made it the Larry Bird Boston Connection Hotel.
Oh, nice.
They had a great fucking salad bar, by the way.
Oh, this is the best.
And my roommate, a girl named Mary Fox, worked there as a waitress. She was so fucking hot.
Was it Jill Fox's sister?
No, it wasn't. I married a girl named Jill Fox, but my roommate was a girl named Mary Fox, no relation. She was from Cincinnati, and I got caught kind of like in the fucking friend zone. That was one of the
How'd you get out of that? How did you get out of that?
I never did.
Still in the friend zone.
You
got other friends on by just not being your friend anymore.
I got so fucking friended out by Mary Fox. I've never even told this story about Mary Fox. So Mary Fox, I get this apartment on 4th Street in Terre Haute, and I'm dating Jill Fox. And my roommate is Cary Gray. Cary Gray. Well, Cary gets fired from the radio station. And I have, and Blitz, at that time, like, you needed a roommate to be able to pay that $425 rent.
Still do.
Yeah.
So there was this girl named Mary Fox, and I knew her from college, but she was just so fucking hot. Like, she was, like, fucking hot. Like, hot, blonde, okay. Big tits, sorority, real bubbly. Fuck. Well, rumor had it that I was looking for a roommate, some fucking buddy. And she's like, Bubba, you looking for a roommate? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, well, is it a one bedroom or a two? I'm like, well, it's a one, but we can make the living room. Like, my buddy can build a wall. I had a big red back then, too.
Oh, nice.
Build a little wall, and we can, like, blitz. It was an old house, and they had, like, a formal dining room.
Okay.
And we were able, like, to wall it off, and that was her bedroom. And it was pretty cool. But she would have, like, these fucking, and I always wanted, like, I would jack off to her. Like, I would, you know, I would sometimes, you know, she'd be over there carrying on with this really hot dude, and I'd be over there jacking my shit, listening.
Oh.
And it's just like, oh, my God, I wish I was, I mean.
How'd you not leave, like, a peephole when you built it?
Well, I don't know.
That came later.
We didn't even have cameras back then to fuck around surveillance.
Just your eyeball.
Just your eye, yeah.
Just your ears. So she'd go there fucking just be getting it. I'd be like, oh, my God, she was so hot. So I finally get a girl named Jill Fox. She's hot, but not near as hot as Mary Fox. Well, anyway, Cary got fired, and Jill and Mary Fox moved in, and she was a waitress at the Boston Connection. Well, everybody was trying to fuck her because she was just like that. She was like, but you know, like when you see a chick and you're like, man, you know, every bitch is, every guy's trying to fuck her.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, every guy's trying to fuck her. Every guy she talks to is trying to fuck her.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Lemmy, have you seen that one? I don't know if it's on TikTok or on YouTube or Facebook, but there's this, looks like this NBA guy. And this one guy asked him, do you like bacon and eggs or do you like cereal? And he says cereal, but this NBA guy, he's talking to, like, this fucking chick.
Just hot.
Oh, have you seen it?
No.
Oh, my God. I'm not even going to be able to know where to fucking find it. I think it's on Facebook. And it's this NBA guy, and he's got a backpack on. And he's talking to this blonde girl, blitzing, like, you would become unglued if you saw this fucking blonde girl.
Okay.
But that's like how Mary Fox was when she was my roommate. So I finally get, she worked on Sundays. And anytime Jill would come over, like, Jill didn't ever want to fuck when Mary was around. Because she was like, you know, like wanting to do, like, you know, like how girls think that you're a slut if they can hear you over there carrying on.
Mm-hmm.
On, like, was your roommates like that or were they just sluts?
I never heard them having sex.
But
I take that fucking back. I was in the room for it one time.
Did you watch?
Fuck yeah, I watched. But it was really awkward because it was my actual roommate. I'm in the room.
About time we're getting some Anna fucking stories.
Yeah, yeah. And so I had finals and I wasn't finished yet. My roommate was. So she gets blacked out drunk. She brings home this guy, this hot guy that we're about to work with over summer, like at a summer camp. You want to?
Yeah, no, please.
Seth Willey, 1999, the bitch I won.
So I say, all right. I said, hey, Cam, go ahead. Go in there. Have some fun. I'm going to, you know, finish my essay. And I gave him like 3 or 4 hours just in the room. And I walk in afterwards and they're both like nude from the waist down. But they both have like shirts on, which was weird. But I could see both butts.
But they were fucking?
No, they were asleep. But then as soon as I came in and kind of like wrestled around, they heard me in there and they both woke up and she got on top of him and she started fucking him.
Brandon
and
Patterson, 1,230 stars.
On my fucking bed, like
1,230 from Brandon, thank you.
6 feet away and she's just riding him like crazy.
Not even caring.
I'm like, what the? I'm like, but they're blacked out. They don't know what's going on.
Daunting, $50 cash.
So they say.
Yeah, well, she clearly didn't. She was really super fucked up.
Well, anyway.
So then I just ran out of the room.
Woof, $20 cash.
Thank you, Wolf Fitzing. So, like, girls, even though they like to, you know, they like to fuck, sometimes they won't fuck around their girlfriends because they think their girlfriends
are
going
to. That's what Jill was doing?
Yeah. So Jill would come over, and she's like, I don't want to fuck, you know, because Mary's here. I'm like, hold on.
You can fuck quietly.
I'm like, well, I know. But, you know, she would always have that fucking excuse sometimes if she didn't want to fuck. You know, girls don't want to fuck all the time.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
I mean, like, you know, us guys, we want to, for the most part, we want to fuck.
Or at least, like, mess around.
When we're younger. Like, you know, nowadays, you know.
Just mess around with yourself.
Yeah. Sometimes it's easier.
Well, it's always easier.
Right. And then, you know, after you get your nut, you're like, oh, man, I didn't want that bitch to come over anyway. I got to deal with I got to deal with all her nonsense right now and all this small talking and shit. When really, I just want to.
That's why you got to find someone who you enjoy being with normally, and then that way, when you're fucking, that's because that's only a small part of it.
Even Bubba. People that I enjoy to be with, you know, I still want to be kind of left alone after I'm fucking.
Really, okay. Bubba, of the percentage of times that you've nutted, when you get that post nut clarity, what's the percentage of times that you still wanted that bitch to stick around?
Oh,
well, there's a time frame. Immediately after the nut, never.
Never, with zero.
Jesus screamed out, two.
But as I take a shower and start to regain, get my fucking life legs back.
Get some blood back in your head.
You got cum legs at that time.
Well, of course. It's like when you work out legs at the gym.
Yeah. And you got your cum legs.
Yeah. You're like a newborn fucking.
Man, I just need to wash my dick.
Like a newborn deer.
Get this bitch out of here. But then as soon as you get, you know, showered up and clean and you stretch Armstrong a few times, you're like, okay, well, you know, I guess she'd be cool to hang out for a little bit as long as she didn't fucking talk me to death.
Right.
I don't want to talk. We're gabbing. Let's watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
Or some
cuddle.
No, we're not fucking cuddling.
But what's the point? You might as well just be alone at that point. Don't you like to cuddle just a little bit?
Yeah, I do like to cuddle a little bit.
With myself?
Yeah, with a pillow.
And so Jill, one Sunday, my ears are hurting, so that's why I take my headphones down.
Brandon Patterson, 3,000 stars, Facebook.
Still though, just the one ear? Is it with your left ear?
It's both. It's starting to get both now. Oh, and I'm freaked out that I'm wearing this hat. I look like shit.
No.
Oh, but you'll have good hair tomorrow.
I think I got ear cancer.
Oh no.
That's the worst.
I mean, I have to say that'd be great for content. However, you've said this now for a long time, and I think if you had ear cancer, it would have already fucking
killed you.
Yeah, you'd be constantly.
Here's what I think I bruise. This is me and my self-diagnosis, but all the doctors that I tell this to think I'm literally fucking insane.
Okay.
But everything I tell them.
What do doctors know?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
But everything I tell them, they think I'm insane with.
Right.
So I said to the latest doctor, I said, I think I've bruised the membrane around my ear. And if I go, my body knows about 24 to 23 hours of broadcasting. And the minute I go over that, or I get tired or something like that, then I think this membrane starts to heal itself every weekend.
When you're not wearing headphones.
When I'm not wearing headphones. And then Monday, it's okay. Tuesday. But then about starting Wednesday, my ears start hurting again. And by Friday, they just hurt so bad. And it's not even like a pain that I can describe. It's like a dull pain.
It's like an ache, right?
That's literally right on your eardrum. And it's just, I don't know.
You might have bruised your eardrum.
I think I bruised it, and it starts to heal. And, but then I go back to work and put headphones on.
Re-injure it.
And geez, let's not forget, every weekend I'm at a racetrack that has, you know,
loud ass cars.
What about just turning the volume down on your headphones?
Anna, if you saw my headphones, like the volume.
I do.
No, come here.
Come
here and put your headphone. Come on. This is the volume that I wear my headphones on when I'm on the air, right here. I have not touched it. That is the that's too much.
You're deaf as fuck.
Can you not see? Can you not see?
Yeah, of course your eardrums hurt. You're like at a concert every day.
By the way, you got bad breath too.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. You do.
No, you got no fucking. You're the one that just flapped your fucking horse mouth, and I smelt it.
No, oh, wow. I brushed my teeth.
That was her vagina.
Let me do me a favor. Go up there and have her like to you. Have her like this to you.
She's just going to lie and say it's bad.
No, let me tell the absolute fucking truth and tell me she didn't have, like, salad mouth. Fucking bitch. Swear to God she does. I'm not lying.
Yeah, it's like a salad mouth.
I didn't even eat salad.
It's Yogi, cottage cheese.
I didn't eat anything. I'm still fasting.
There you go. That's why it... That's
even
that,
worse.
That makes sense. That's why.
Oh, you got fucking fasting breath.
Hold on. Blitz,
no,
you
I
never
don't.
Lie. Blitz, we all know you like her. Mm-hmm. We all know you. We all know. Let's just say we all know.
Okay.
And will you come in here and fucking smell her breath?
All right.
But like, Blitz, like, don't be a fucking pussy.
I'll be honest.
Like, for real.
I'll be honest.
Mad as shit right now. I even got to tell my, I fucking came 17 times. Oh. It's my record in a 12-hour period.
12 hours?
9 to 9 on a Sunday when Mary was finally gone. And Jill didn't give me that blitz.
Yeah, there's a little bit there.
A little fucking bit. My ass dragging. Bitches.
It's not.
It's from coffee.
Maybe it's from coffee.
There it is. Yeah. Bitches got coffee. Am I right?
It's coffee.
That's the worst fucking breath to have.
Sorry, I did drink this whole thing.
All right. So you're not going to tell me when you're talking right at me a couple feet and you don't fucking... You didn't coffee breath me?
Sorry, I didn't mean to. You told me to get close to you.
By the way, Bubba, you do have your headphones like loud.
They're way too loud.
No, I don't.
You do.
They're really, really loud.
But hold on. Here's the thing, though. But like you almost have to. Like you hear stuff. Like you hear people talking in the background that I don't hear at all because I don't wear mine real loud.
But I also got to mix the music.
I know you do.
And all kinds of shit.
I know, but you like they are loud.
You might have like a slight tear that starts to heal itself over the weekend and then it ruptures again.
Dr. Probably. Garrison over there.
I'm just reading. Plus, I've had 2 blown eardrums.
You're probably right.
From what?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, hold on. I think Lummy wears his louder than Bubba.
Yeah, I've had 2 blown eardrums.
Yeah,
from
like
what?
You'll have your headphones sitting on the table, Lummy, and it sounds like the fucking PA speakers.
But you guys don't even have any idea how hot I used to have them when I was on.
You just thought they were.
But you know who listens to it even louder?
Who
is Kevin Hazlett?
Oh my
I'm not
God.
Kidding. It's like 3/4 the way up when I sit here because he sits in my seat for Kevin's law.
Yeah.
And I have to turn it down. Otherwise, it is just, I don't know.
When
how
I used to be,
it.
When I was a top 40 guy, you know, I was a radio guy. Oh my God, my headphones were just jacked the fuck up. I mean, like, I have definite hearing damage and brain damage.
Everyone does.
On all kinds of, and I'm not feeling this TikTok shit. I think you guys are really setting me up to be a fucking.
Bubba, here's the thing is it's, yes,
I'm
gonna
get clowned.
No, hold on. I'm going to be honest with you. Yes, it's going to clown you. I really think it'll take off and like be something though. Like for real. I'll do with you. I don't care. I have TikTok pants. I'll put them on and dance. I don't care.
Somebody needs to order me some TikTok pants.
I just gotta wear a cup because they like really 3X. Show the boys.
Yeah. I don't have to wear a cup because my cock is small.
Iggy McGillicuddy, yeah, but it, like, $22.
It's like still though, you have to wear them so tight that like it gives you a fucking camel toe.
Yeah, camel
maybe
toe.
That maybe I can be noted for that. I mean, if you, of a lot of other things.
Hey, if you don't care, then that's fine. But
well, how about I just wear some shorts?
Well, they gotta be TikTok pants. Oh, you don't have to. I will. I don't care. I'm just saying. I will.
And then you need to order me. Can you need me to order some? I need to get me some 3Xers.
All right. Black. I have a size large if you'd like to try to fit in them.
They stretch, Bubba.
Blitz.
A lot. Like a lot.
You want to talk about fucking camel toe, me putting on larges. First of all, Blitz, I can't even put on a large. I couldn't even get my legs.
Oh, hold on. Let me, you have some?
Yeah, I can bring some for you, Bubba, tomorrow.
What size?
3X.
How do you have 3X?
Because we all ordered them. Yeah. Like we were going to all wear them for $199, like a long time ago.
Bring them, Lummy, okay. And then I want to try them on privately.
Wait, how come Bubba doesn't have his own pair?
I don't know. I don't get half. Well,
I forget. There was somebody that was going
to
order them, like a fan or something, and because we decided not to do it, they didn't. Or
Tyler,
I don't remember what.
Will you TikTok with me?
Yeah.
No, it's a yeah. Bubba, you're not asking him. You're telling him you're going to TikTok with me.
Yeah.
Well, like, I mean, there's some TikToks where there's like four or five dudes there.
Yeah.
A guy could be the front guy.
I've seen a TikTok where like there's like guys in the background and the girls dancing in the front and
stuff.
Yeah,
Anna, will you do it?
Yeah, I was going to learn the dances and teach you, but I'll be in the video if you want.
Well, I mean, I'll do most of them by myself, but then I'm going to have some back.
Yeah, no, the thing is that you have to do it, Bubba. Like, we'll help you, we'll be in it and all that, but it's
you're
you.
The star.
All right, got it, thanks.
Do the Justin Timberlake of us.
My Bubba Timberlake?
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
This is either going to go real good or real fucking bad.
Well, let's do it.
But sometimes it's going to start off really bad, but then get really good. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, it's this. I mean,
because it might
how much
be
worse. Going to get?
They're going to clown you, and you have 50 views. But you give it a few months, and that turns into 50 million views.
Yeah, right.
And
now it's 50 will turn into 5,000 at best. Yeah. And it's like Bubba can't even get any fucking other fat guy from Houston who's not even a star.
But here's the thing about TikTok: like, it only takes one fucking video to hit.
Yep.
See, you're already dancing.
Yeah.
Oh, you just try that food one. Just pouring ketchup all over your...
Mommy, don't get me... People don't want fucking food.
Yes,
they want...
Yes, they do. That's
yes, they
the
do.
New one right now. I'll send you one with ketchup. Like that, the one I sent
you. By the way,
some of those,
be careful about playing because you're going to get dinged on the YouTube, Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Like that one. So that's. I was going to send you some music to play, but if you do, you're in trouble.
You can do that.
Well, Lummy, get me set the fuck up with that shit, Lummy. I don't know what the fuck is cool, Lummy. So you got to come to me and go, blah, blah. What, Lummy?
All right, here's what we're going to do.
Let me show you this video, Bubba.
We're going to have me, Lummy, and Anna are going to have a quick meeting. And basically, Lummy and Anna kind of pick out, or mainly Lummy, pick out like the top ones that are popular. Let Anna know so she can choreograph it and shit. And we'll
let me know like what the fuck we're doing so I can like say yes or no on it.
I'll make sure that they're right. All right. And then showing
my tits or nothing.
No.
Well, no. And then we'll bring you a few, and you could say, well, okay, I'll do all those, or I'll do all those, but I'm not going to do that one or whatever.
All right.
Yeah.
So anyway, Jill, my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
1986, Tarot, Indiana. And she was like, well, we were talking about, like, you know, after you have sex, you know.
Well, how many times can you
do it?
Kids in a day.
How many times can you do it?
Right.
I like to turn to my TikTok. I mean, I like to turn to my Facebook ladies, with the exception of Aisland. You shouldn't be on here right now, Aisland.
No, we need to know from her.
No, do not answer this question, Aisland.
She's 18 at least.
Connor, get your girl off. This is not a very good question.
I can't tell her to do anything, Daddy. She does what she wants.
She tells me what to do. I told her something. She told me to shut the fuck up.
So guess what, Daddy? I shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Heather Wizzy, 6,430 stars.
I thought you were going to say 6,000 times in a day.
Honor, the question would be like to girls. This is to girls. Because I'm going to answer my record is 17 or 18 orgasms in 12 hours.
That's impressive.
Jill came over on a Sunday in Terre Haute, Indiana, and my bed was like not even a bed. It was just on the floor, like a mattress deal.
Yeah.
And Mary was gone because before Jill would be like, I don't want to do it a lot because Mary's here and then she knows we're going to be in the bedroom all day. And if we don't go in the living room and she sees us and whatever.
Yeah.
She got like quick fucking.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Get a couple in back then.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, whatever. But Mary, my roommate Mary Fox had to work all day. And so I was like, hey, let's fuck all day. Again, Todd, are you and your girlfriend? God, I don't know if you should be working here right now for this stuff.
Yeah, you're fired.
And
you should be on that sim right now.
Yeah, you should be on that motherfucking sim right now. Well, Daddy, I'm still sending out live stream commercials. And getting ready for the fucking best of on Halloween or whatever. Or
Halloween.
Thanksgiving. So
we do it 18 times. I come 18 times. Now, again, I was 19 or 20 years old. Oh, my God.
Yeah, good old days. Holy fuck.
Knowing that I have a child this age. And I bet you my mom doesn't want to hear this kind of shit either. That's okay. She's going to be slurping noodles with me later today.
She sure is. Oof.
So that's my record, 17. Lummy, I know every man in this room.
$27.62.
Has had an all-day 12-hour romp-thon, and you knew how many you got. It's just like knowing approximately how big your cock is. We've all measured our penises.
Yeah.
We all have. We have a general idea as to what we're working with. Well, we all have taken note of this particular statistic as well. Going with you. My Lummy, 17.
12.
Blitz.
There was a time, and I'm pretty sure I kind of counted it, but I don't remember. And it's probably like 10 to 15. I don't remember.
10 to 15.
Maybe.
Anna.
Yeah.
One.
Somebody's saying shenanigans. Shenanigans. Chris, I was 19 years old, jacked up on fucking testosterone.
Yeah.
And I came 17 times. I'm sorry you don't believe me. I don't lie. Like, I didn't say I have an 11-inch cock while I was doing it. It's 5 3/4, buddy. Anna, how about you?
I think the most I've done it in a day is like 4.
That's it?
Yeah, usually. But I don't know. I like
girls
to
don't come as much.
Yeah, but not only that, but
bullshit.
But like
them motherfuckers come way more if you do it right.
That's actually true.
Hold on. I have had a girl that supposedly came 100 times.
Okay.
Wow.
No, 100 times.
Wow.
I mean, that's a lot, but I could see that.
Like, look, she was multi-orgasmic.
Yeah, they could come over and over.
Yeah, they were like, literally, she's like, and I was like, let's start counting. And we got to like 25.
Right.
And then I was just like, let's see if we can hit 100. But she was like, she was like and she was a very much a squirt or two. So
that bitch gotta be dead by then.
Oh my God. It was like the most mind blowing shit ever.
Hook her up to an IV.
And this is the Grand Rapids girl, by the way. So don't think like it's any, this is the girl from Grand Rapids.
Oh.
It's like the most incredible shit ever. Like literally she could come 100 times.
In how long?
In 2 hours.
Okay. Whoa. Well, that's ridiculous.
No, it's not for real. But yours is 4. Okay, we got it.
Like with myself or with somebody else?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, probably by myself, maybe like 7. At the most. But that was when I had a fuck fest with myself.
Yeah, but that's great.
Yeah, but with someone else, probably like 4. Because here's the thing, like when I have
that
sex,
that self fuck fest got you 7?
Yeah, but like, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but I mean, it was throughout the whole day though.
I know, but what happened
to that
girl?
Not just like 1 hour.
What happened to that girl?
She's dead. But when I have sex, usually sometimes the fun part is just the leading up to it, you know?
Of course.
The edging?
Yeah, but just, you know, the progression to get to that point. So I've had sessions where, like, we didn't have sex that long, but from start to finish, it was like 4 hours of whatever.
Right.
And that's one session.
So you're saying, like, the volume as far as orgasms weren't there, but the intensity and the, what's that called, tantric,
just like
the tantric kind of build-up?
Build-up.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
You know?
I get it.
So.
So, ladies on my Facebook, because that's where the ladies hang out. Like, what's the most, you know, for you? Anna's is 7. What about you? What? Give me what you got.
What you got?
And not guys, because guys will embellish. People are already thinking that I'm doing a shenanigan deal on my 17. Modern day, maybe 2, 3.
Yeah.
I could get 3. I could get 3, and I'd really have to kind of get, you know, I'd probably have to, you know, Blitz, when you get our age, you got to kind of game for, you got to get ready for it.
You got to plan.
You can't, yeah. I couldn't spontaneously get 3, but if I knew,
like,
I was going to.
Like, how do you prep for it?
You got to prep for it.
Like how?
I'm not going to give you my secret on prepping. My prepping has changed over the years.
Mm-hmm.
You can't give us a little bit of a routine?
I can, but I can, but I prefer
not.
It's his own secret.
2021.
We all have our own little setups.
Yeah.
Mommy, do you got a setup?
Yeah, I got my setup.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the only person who doesn't need a setup is the 19-year-old who can, you know, it's 19.
19.
No, 19.
Not one of them received a hero's welcome. Do you remember that song, Anna?
I don't know what you're saying.
19.
I don't know.
19.
We can't play it, though.
I don't know what you're saying.
Not one of them received a hero's welcome. No, but we couldn't play the original one.
I mean, we can if you want to get copyright striked.
Oh, no, you're right.
That's
right.
What, you know, I mean.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
8 when I was 20, says Philip. I've not seen any women. Lisa said I never counted them, but a lot.
Wizzy says she never counted.
Okay. Wizzy, I appreciate you never counted. Stacia, I can see you ladies say that you never counted, but you could give us a ballpark figure.
Like, I'll tell you one thing, Daddy. I'm going to beat your record this weekend.
Oh, Jesus.
That box of condoms, 30, he's going to be still 30.
Oh, I don't use condoms.
Condoms?
Tyler,
sailors.
Connor, my show may not, you working for me might not, you know, you working at a regular job right now, not listening.
Are you just mad I'm going to beat your record?
Yeah, I'm going to get 20, Daddy.
Tyler, don't you think maybe you shouldn't work here? It's gonna be a problem, don't you think?
Can I go home, get on the sim?
Yeah, you can. You can. You know, I mean, Blitz, is he done? Like, is his duties done?
I believe so.
Yeah, I prefer you not hear this, Tyler. See you later.
Well, we need to get an answer first.
Well, yeah, we need to get an answer. Plus, he needs to upload the uncensored show.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need an answer from him.
Oh.
Here's my answer. F off.
Yeah. Wizzy says 10 to 12 modern day. Stephanie says maybe 10. Tanya says about 15.
Tyler's still a virgin. That's sad.
Liz Sharp says at least 10. Liz Sharp says at least 10. I like how the way Liz Sharp rolls. At least 10, Lizzie Sharp says.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's a little bit different for girls, too.
Yeah.
I'm just broken.
It is. It is different for girls. Well, you're not broken on it. It's the fact that these girls still want to do that. I do.
I think.
I don't think you do. You don't have the drive left anymore.
No, not the will.
Mm-hmm. Or the way. I'm just saying, no big deal.
It's okay.
Ashley says 4 or 5 in 2 hours. That's not a lot. Lummy, you said you had a HR complaint?
Oh, yeah, Tyler and I do.
Well, Tyler doesn't work here anymore, so...
He was just leaving, too. He's coming back.
No, he didn't. Well,
he's back.
Tyler, are you there?
I'm here.
Gotta hit the button. Yeah, we have an HR complaint.
What, you got a problem? Was there a problem going on here?
Yeah, Tyler and I, we just like to kind of hang out, and it's very uncomfortable hanging out front with Blitz and Anna. Like, it's honestly just... Tyler and I both felt very, very uncomfortable.
Well, he was...
Tyler, let me throw it over to Tyler. Tyler, before you go on over to the house on the sim deal, what's going on here, buddy?
They were, like, grab-assing and like, flirting around, and Blitz was, like, all up in her face. Like, he, like, you know,
was
messing around with her.
He was aggravating my hunger cues. I was eating
a fucking protein bar. That's all I was doing.
And he kind of, like, slapped her a little bit.
Yeah, he did slap me.
Well, yeah, she needed it.
Anna, did he slap you, but did you want it, or was it an unwanted?
I didn't really want it, no. It didn't hurt that bad. because he's a weak bitch, but...
Oh, okay.
Wow, okay. See, Bubba, this is just the uncomfortability that...
I didn't slap her hard before, Bubba. I'm going to now. Fucking bitch.
I mean, I don't even know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, and like, Tyler and I were trying to talk, and they're just so loud, she's screaming, ah, get the food out!
Because he was
like,
trying
up,
to choke me out.
Yeah, see?
So I bit him.
Wait,
okay, maybe Donna has that same HR complaint.
How do you manage these people?
Hold on, Bubba.
I mean, like, how do I manage?
During the break between the shows, she was outside, and I walked out there, and I had a protein bar. She's like, ah, you don't eat that. So I was like, all right. So I was nice. I put it away. Well, like, right before the show started, she went inside. So it was just me and Lummy outside. So I went and got the fucking protein bar and started eating it. Well, she comes back outside and complains that I'm fucking messing up her hunger cues by eating this protein bar. I said, bitch, you went inside. So I started eating it.
Yeah, well, that's because I thought it was 10:15. It was
I'm not going to fucking put it away.
Put it back in your pocket. Be
no,
a gentleman.
No.
Be a fucking gentleman.
No, fuck that. I kept eating it.
Yeah.
It was like right in my face, Bubba.
So I had to fucking slap a bitch.
And then I bit him.
She's using bad words.
Yeah, she bit him too, Bubba.
She's using bad words.
I just wish you two would just stop. Like, stop the pretending. And just start the fucking. I mean, right, Lummy? At the end of the day, this is just so.
That's our complaint.
We're
know.
Wasting such great time. I mean, like, you guys are really wasting valuable time.
You're not both, fucking.
You're both getting older. You both like each other. You're both fucking head cases. You're both freaked out on the deal. You know, Blitz is fucking others, but he wish it was you. He's fucking others, and you wish it was you. But it's just like, you know, grabbing and biting and fucking protein shaking and all the shit that you two do is not normal for people that don't really, really like each other.
Huh.
And then once, you know, Blitz hits his nut, he's not going to have to worry about all the grab ass.
Once he gets to, Blitz just got to get one nut on her.
Oh, you thinking then they'll leave me alone?
No.
Oh.
No. Then it'll be like an official. Like once he gets that nut on you.
But then it's not an HR complaint.
Then what
then
is it
we
then?
Well, then we know what's going to happen.
And it's a domestic dispute.
Oh, it's okay then.
I don't know, man. There's just so much. I have worked with a lot of different people, and this is the most sexual tension that has ever existed at the BRN.
Yes. Are you sure about that?
Well, what would have been more? What would have been more?
I thought.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, well, he was actually banging her.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I was banging
there's
her.
There's no tension there. Yeah. Just tension to get out and bang
her. Yeah, I mean, we're just trying to make it to the gym as fast as we could. So, fuck. Oh, I'm sorry.
Was that the gauntlet bat then?
Yeah. We didn't work out. I'm just saying. Like, there was no sexual tension there.
You just fucked.
Well, yeah, but you know, I wasn't biting her, and she wasn't trying to take my protein shake, and we weren't over here hee-hee-hee-heeing.
Mm-hmm.
We were, you know, so, like, stop the hee-heeing and start the fucking, because that's where it's headed. Would you guys not agree that's where it's headed?
Yeah, it's a
now, is this conversation in itself going to be a problem? Because if this conversation is going to be a problem, even Tina...
Yeah, I'd like to file an HR complaint against this
Tina
conversation.
May, even Tina May says it's clear. It's just so clear.
Clear as day.
It's clear as day, Anna. Well, but you're a fucking head case on the deal, and I shouldn't even be talking about it because it's going to head case you more on the deal.
When yeah.
The more
it
I talk about
itself.
It, the more fucking
like the
head
vortex.
Case. It's not the words. These are not the words.
These are not the words, Bubba.
But I just...
Everyone
and I used to
it.
Want it to happen. Now, like, I don't give a fuck whether it happens, but God damn.
You just said you want it to happen.
I did.
Yeah, well, he changed his mind just now.
No, hold on. I don't have a problem with it happening. I would hope that it did, but I'm just like, fuck. You guys are both very patient. I mean, and Blitz, I've never seen you be this patient with a girl that's not giving you ass this quickly. My fucking God. Talk about a long play. My, this is the longest fucking play I've ever seen in my entire life.
It was about a year and 6 months.
I mean, I can't go. I mean, I'll go out with a girl maybe two times for lunch. If I'm not getting that pussy, I am out. So sorry.
Big
and
E.
In fact, I'm just going to, you know what? When I'm corresponding with a chick, I'm just going to go ahead and say, hey, you know what I'm all about. I'm not trying to be your boyfriend. I want to fuck.
Big that's E, 7375, $25 cash.
That's not for me. I don't like that. Okay, then we're just going to be friends. And don't text me.
And lose my number.
Bitch.
they're either, there's so much fucking sexual tension that it's at an all-time fucking biting each other fucking frenzy now, or they're really doing it, and the joke's on us.
What do you think?
And you know what the sad thing about it is, Blitz? The sad thing about it is, you little motherfucker, you're like my boy. Like, you're one of my boys.
Would you be so mad if he was keeping this from you?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
No. Like, and he knows now, and he knows now that he's kept from me so fucking long, that if he tells me now, I'm gonna niff it out and unwind it back and be like, you motherfucker, you've been lying to me now.
You said 2 months.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
$20 cash.
I mean, you know everything about me. You know, and you use it against me when you can.
I do not.
And you just, you know, every little fuck, and you're a little snooper, and you just fucking know everything about me. You still got pictures.
I do.
You still got pictures of a chick I used to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Nude.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Who I would.
Cooking pizza.
Who I would love to have those pictures to jack off to.
I told you, and I promise you, like, when I find them. You can have them. I don't even want to copy them.
Arguably, she was one of the hottest chicks I ever dated. Am I right?
No question.
What if I had nude pictures of one of the hottest chicks you ever dated, and I was withholding them from you?
I'm not withholding them.
You are too.
No, I just
for fucking a decade. You have 2 decades. I fucked her in 2001.
Right after 9/11.
For 20 years, you've had these pictures.
No, that's not.
Yes.
No, I haven't had them that long.
And you originally got them because you stole them out of my gun case when you were cleaning my AR-15.
What the fuck?
You fucker.
Yeah, you fucking wrapped your barrel in fucking nudies.
How many times have you jerked it to those?
How much of a pimp am I? I wrapped my barrel in fucking nude pics.
It was rusting the fucking barrel out is what it was doing.
Listen, but the thing is, they're my pictures. They're taken from my gun.
Hold on, there's no question. Like, it's... Because I've been going to my parents' house, like, probably one day every...
And they're at your fucking parents' house!
Well, I know. I go over there and, like, go through my shit, and eventually I'm going to find them.
Yeah, probably in your dad's bedroom where he's jerking off to him.
Fucking poor.
No way.
But how many times have you jerked off to him?
Never. Hot as hell. Wait till you see him.
Yeah, Lobby, wait till you see him.
Whatever, Blitz finds him 10 years from now.
Blitz, do you think you can get him to me by the end of the year?
Motherfucker.
I thought that would be more than an ample notice.
Well, I don't go to my parents' house that much.
Well, then tell them to fucking find
them. No, they don't touch my shit.
Start going through and find some dudes.
On a man code.
Yeah.
Would you not be mad? There's
I'd
just
be fucking
chick.
Pissed.
She was
shut up, bitch.
She was somebody that I liked. I really liked her. And she was at my mansion.
Yeah.
And she was making a pizza.
What kind
nude.
Of pizza? Tell me about it.
Just a fucking
red frozen
Baron,
fucking pizza.
Red
oh, frozen. Okay.
On the pizza
We'd
maker.
Just gotten back from the club.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, she took her clothes completely fucking nude.
Is she wearing heels?
No.
Oh.
She might have been.
She might have been.
Okay.
Yeah, she might have been. If she was, that was the only thing she was wearing.
And I think, Blitz, it was actually from behind. You could even see her little pussy.
Oh, you could, yeah.
Did she have a fat puss?
And then she sat on the table, too.
Most beautiful puss in the history of pussies.
This picture's pretty good.
Was it puffy pussy?
No.
How many pictures?
I don't like puffy pussy.
You don't?
I do.
Bling.
Yes!
Gross. I hate when he says that because I can literally see the doorstop shaking.
I want my fucking pictures back.
Give him his fucking pictures.
Blitz, that's kind of fucked up, man. That is really like, you know, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
I'll give him back.
Even the fucking seventh man and Chad.
All right, I'll tell you what.
They're like, you know what? That's bullshit.
I'll make a concerted effort to actually, like, it's going to be a couple weeks. But when I get over there next, I will fucking, like, I'll spend, like, some time and actually look for them.
There was like 6 of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, at least.
What other stuff do you got in mind? You're probably the one that leaked the tape.
What, motherfucker? Don't even go there.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Shots fired.
Yeah, I'd have the whole thing still. I'd have a copy of it, motherfucker. I wouldn't just send it out willy-nilly.
Yeah, you wouldn't have blamed it on... You wouldn't have given it to the guy you gave it to. You
I would have actually made money on it. I would have done it right.
I should have never signed my rights over to that.
I know.
Yeah, Blitz is the ultimate worker. He's working us on the Onipus.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are
I leaked the tape.
Oh, Blitz, can you do me a favor? No, this is a shoot.
Yeah, what's up?
Can you pull your BMW over by my Crown Vic?
Sure.
So it's over there?
Yeah.
Perfect. But like this, I mean, who do you think, Lummy, who do you think we can get to tell the truth more, Anna or Blitz? I think
Who's easier to break?
I think Blitz. I think
like, honestly, if I took you aside, and I just took you aside.
Yeah.
Well, last time we were alone, we were in my truck.
Yeah, on the way to bowling.
But I don't want to, Blitz, stop.
On the way to bowling, fucker!
Yeah, fuck off, Blitz, because if you think I would, like, first of all, I know you like her. Secondly, if you ever think I would do anything inappropriate
Hold on, I never fucking said anything.
No, you're being like, roo, 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 roo.
I said wow is all I said.
Yeah,
wow.
Jealous little bitch.
What?
I'm just saying, Anna.
Yeah.
Because you guys went bowling?
No, but you and I were together, and we were able to talk
friends. We turned the camera off on the way back home.
I think that we've never really been alone. Like, I don't think we've ever been alone, and we don't need to be alone.
No.
Like, I'm not trying to be alone with you, bitch.
I know you're not, and I'm not accusing you of that.
But if we were alone,
yeah,
and Blitz wasn't in the building, and then this time he wasn't, because we were driving to the bowling alley, and I go, Anna.
Yeah.
Seriously. Like, you're my friend and shit, and I think that we've really progressed a lot in however long you've been here, but are you really, like, what the fuck's going on here? Are you still going to continue to hard sell it, like, just right to the fucking grave? Or are you going to say, okay, here's what's going on. I'm fucking scared to death to say it. I just don't want it to change the dynamic of my job. I love it here. I love Kevin. I love Tara.
No, I'm not. Here's the thing, Bubba. I'm not worried about what would happen to my job if Blitz and I got together. I'd be worried about if we got together and then we broke up.
I know.
That's the fuckery.
No, but that's preventing you from doing it.
Right. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You're not going with what you would, in my opinion, what you would really want to do.
Well, I'd be more willing to take a risk.
If Blitz worked at fucking urology center two doors down, and you worked here.
Looking at dicks all day.
I wasn't trying to make a dick. I was just trying to put you in corporate America. But
no,
you want to look at cocks all day? Maybe that's something just came out on your nail. I was just trying to
It's a fucking urology place.
Well, you know, Tara's husband used to be the IT guy there, okay?
Yeah, you don't think he was looking at dick pics all day?
Well, I mean, I was just trying to make you have a fucking regular job, okay?
David Moore's
regular job.
Bake more pies.
The bake more guy. You're the guy that keeps the guy's Lamborghinis clean, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
And you guys, you know, you work here, he works there. You guys stumble upon, you know, whatever. He's like, and you guys are, you know, I think you two would be dating.
I'd probably be more willing to give it a try.
Oh.
Yeah, if we didn't work together, for sure.
Still the hard sell.
Yep, still the hard sell.
I need to turn it to the 227 fine, beautiful people on Facebook and the nearly what? How many over
551.
There?
551.
551. Nearly 700-800 people paying attention to what we're doing right now. And what's the overall consensus? And Anna, please do not be freaked out by this.
Okay.
This is just talk. We're just talking. These are the words.
These are the words.
But I now have employees that are coming to me saying that your grab-assing is kind of like a little bit, you know, just uncomfortable.
And one's your son.
And one's my son. And we would just prefer you guys just like each other instead of acting like you like each other while you like each other, but you got to be undercover about the fucking liking of each other.
Hmm.
So maybe we should turn it to at the end of the day, the people that, you know, listen to the show.
Oh, some guy named Lummy's in the chat typing one. So I wonder who that is.
Let's see here. One
Lummy
for
BTLS.
Yeah. No, Lummy BTLS. I wonder who that is.
Kurt one. Xerxes now, Anna, one. Everyone on YouTube
is one. Would you consider dating?
If we didn't work together?
She's holding it. She's holding it strong, Bubba. I told you it'd probably be easier
right.
to get
You're out right. Of Blitz. Just so the fucking bitches and punk. No, dating. Like dating, going on a fucking date.
I'm still waiting for that two on YouTube. Everyone in YouTube.
Well, I'm
going
to say the clause again, and you're going to get mad at me.
Wow.
Well, you mean if we weren't working? So the answer is no. You don't even want to go on a date.
Let's see.
I don't think it's a good idea. Working together,
dating
publicly, breaking up publicly, then seeing each other every fucking day after that.
Tyler Clem,
you're
one.
Asking me if I'm fucking other guys. You're asking him if he's fucking other girls. I can see it now. Woo!
What do ones mean? Yes. That means yes, that they are fucking behind everyone's back.
I will tell you this.
And not one person has put two.
And I'm getting ready to end the program.
Does he have to poop?
No, because I'm mad.
Oh,
you're mad.
And I got to go see my mom.
Well, don't be mad because of that.
If.
Yeah.
Let me write this down.
Okay.
As of November 10th, 2021,
mm-hmm.
if I find out that you guys have done stuff prior to this, there's going to be hell to pay.
All right, can I admit something?
Yes.
We had lunch a few weeks ago.
Did you make out?
No.
Did you hold hands?
No. We ate lunch.
Have you ever made out?
No.
No.
Still haven't got that two on YouTube yet.
There's no twos, Lummy. The only two is Blitz and her
62s.
Smashing them. Hold on. He just said a bunch of 62s.
That's what they're typing in the chat.
No, Lummy. Yeah. Meaning we're all
dumb.
Hold on,
Lummy.
I didn't say
Lummy.
Who's typing 62 over and over in chat?
Creeds and Travis.
There you go.
But he said we're all 62s they're pulling it over us.
It's cryptic, Bubba.
Actually, that's exactly what I meant, Bubba. It's really not.
You caught him, Bubba, right there. That cryptic message.
I don't care.
Paper Tiger probably knows.
I bet you. You know why? You know why Paper Tiger knows?
OFF.
Because Anna and OFF are best friends.
Oh, yeah.
We are.
Tara probably knows, too.
Yeah, I bet you Tara
They
knows.
Paint each other's nails.
Yeah. I bet you Tara
We talk
knows.
About our asses and we hang out.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you Tara would know. But bitches stick together. They really do.
Yeah.
They like girl fucking
power.
We'll
talk about it on Flapping Gaps podcast tomorrow.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe I can put a request in for Flapping Gas podcast tomorrow that you ask my... Tara, I'm really out of fucking... You know, I'm Crossroads. Really across here because your brother swears me and Blitz should be doing it. Your brother swears that if we're not doing it, we should.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah, blah. And I, you know, don't want to fucking do it. Or whatever. Whatever your conundrum is. Whatever this Blitz conundrum is. Blitz likes you, and you like Blitz. God, I feel like I'm in fucking eighth grade.
Right. check the box, yes or no?
And check the box. Give the note to Larry Plummer to give it over.
Fold
to
it
me.
Back into a football and fucking float across the room.
I don't know if I go out with Anna today with that coffee fucking breath.
Be nice.
Plus, right. She won't be able to resist him if he really put the moves on her. Hey, my girl Tina May's got it figured out. She says she wouldn't be able to resist him if he really put the moves.
Oh, that's true.
Ash and Facebook
what
said,
are the moves?
Dawn, and Dawn says,
what are the fucking moves?
Dawn says they shared an energy drink a few weeks back, but
they
it's
do
a
every
word.
Day,
all the time.
Dawn, you're on to something, sweetie.
Yeah, Dawn.
Ash Lod said, Anna's morning breath is Blitz's cake batter.
Ew!
Oh, my God.
That's nasty.
Yeah, brush your teeth next time, Anna.
Sorry.
I bring my toothbrush when I spend the night.
I could never be a girl and have somebody do that to me in my mouth.
Oh, my God.
Poor girls.
Don't say that, Bubba. We want that to happen.
But I don't really like doing it in girls' mouths.
What's wrong with you?
I really don't.
What?
For real.
Where do you like to put
Holy
it?
Holy shit, Bubba. What's wrong with you? That's awesome.
No.
What about in her eye?
No.
Yes.
I don't like doing it.
Give her pink eye.
I don't like coming.
Give her COVID.
I don't like coming on her face, and I don't like coming on her
what?
Mouth. I'm just fucking
What is wrong with you, man?
I don't like.
Where do you like to put it?
Other places.
Well, that's good too, but sometimes, man, all over the face is the best.
Oh my God.
No, I do
yes,
not.
Yes, it is.
No, I don't like it there.
What?
Why?
I just don't like doing it there.
Since when?
Do you think it's disrespectful? Because I can't imagine you having a problem
no,
with that.
No, it's not about disrespectful.
It's not disrespectful at all.
He likes going across the tits.
No, I usually just...
In? Oh, yeah, you're vasectomy now.
No.
What?
Just...
Right outside
in the
of
belly
it?
Button? In your own belly button?
That concludes today's broadcast. Hopefully this
we're jazzercising again.
Hopefully this is not a royalty-recognized song. Kegel, squeeze it like a rabbit nose. Love you.